This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. An outbreak of bloodstream infections caused by the Elizabethkingia bacteria has been affecting dozens of people across southern Wisconsin. 57 cases have been confirmed in people mostly over the age of 65 who have other serious health conditions. 17 people have died after being infected with the bacteria, with one unconfirmed case still. WPR's Scott Gordon and Christian Knutson have been reporting on Elizabethkingia and are here today to give us a deeper understanding of the outbreak. So Scott, maybe just first, Elizabethkingia is actually pretty common in soil and water. So what exactly is going on here? What is this bacteria that we're seeing?
It is very common. Most people's immune systems can deal with it. And so it's as common as the organism is, it's not very common for it to cause disease in people. The problem is that people who have a problem with their immune systems, particularly older people, people already struggling with a serious health problem, or infants, don't have those defenses and are susceptible to infection. And it can cause a lot of different kinds of diseases. We're seeing a lot of blood infections in Wisconsin. It's also been known to cause meningitis, pneumonia, sepsis. So kind of a variety of really serious effects.
Someone who gets it, they get fever, chill, shortness of breath, skin infection. But Christian, it's not contagious.
Yeah, it's important to point out that health authorities say that the infection cannot be transmitted from person to person. This is something that is acquired in the environment. And investigators with the State Department of Public Health, working with the CDC, are trying to figure out the source of these infections. And that is ongoing work at this point in time.
And I'm assuming not very easy work to do.
It is complex to try to determine where this might be coming from. There have been a total of 57 cases identified. There have been five others that are still being looked at. And the county health departments and health providers are working with the state and the CDC to see if new infections going forward are being identified. But it's tricky work to see where this might be coming from, and they don't know at this point.
But they have, I think in your reporting you said they have eliminated a couple different potential sources.
Yes, the investigators have looked at things like tap water and sources in healthcare environments like lotions and things like that. And they have said that they have not been able to identify that these are the sources of the infections.
So once they do find the source of the infection of this bacteria, what difference will it make for healthcare professionals?
Ideally, it will help them, you know, stop the spread of it. It'll help healthcare professionals adopt practices that will make it harder for the disease to spread. One thing that's making it really difficult for the CDC and state officials to figure this out is that a lot of previous Elizabethkingia outbreak cases in the medical literature have generally involved people in one hospital or one ICU or connected to one particular place or a piece of medical equipment or what have you. One of the big cases in the medical literature happened in a hospital in Singapore where it turned out that, the bacteria was coming to people from an aerator on a faucet where the nurses were washing their hands. And so it's something that really spreads a lot within medical environments. But here, you know, the different patients haven't all been tied to one particular facility or place. So that's making it really hard just because it's sort of a new thing. And it's a set of organisms that's fairly new to science in a lot of ways.
Christian?
Health officials point out that the outbreak in Wisconsin is very unique right now. Scott was talking about most cases are found in a single setting. In Wisconsin, cases have been identified in about a dozen counties, mostly in the southern and eastern portions of the state, and it's been people at all different sorts of facilities. Now, the people, again, who have been infected have been mostly over the age of 65 and have been immunocompromised in some way, facing serious health issues, but it's been widespread. And then it was announced several weeks ago on March 17th that actually a case has been identified in western Michigan in which the genetics of the Elizabethkingia bacteria that was isolated is similar to the one in Wisconsin.
So is the scale of this, is it unusual? Because we hear about cases of Elizabethkingia popping up every year, but this is unusual right now, correct?
That's right. According to the CDC, you know, about a half dozen people in every state will get a disease from Elizabethkingia organisms in a given year. So to have dozens of people in one state kind of spread out across the state getting sick from it is pretty unusual.
Go ahead, Christian.
Health investigators are, again, trying to find the source of this, and they're trying to see if it's from a single source outbreak, which, again, is not quite making sense given that the case has been so widespread on a geographic basis. There's also talk about whether infections are just being identified more often, but that has not been considered really either.
And this type of bacteria, like we're only seeing one strain of it, and that's telling to some extent, right?
That's right. It's one species that's causing all the cases in Wisconsin, Elizabeth Kingia anopheles, which is so named because it was first found in mosquitoes. And it, basically in all the tests that have been done on samples from patients and from just environmental samples, they've all kind of had the same genetic footprint. So they're all kind of, you know, basically of the same family, more or less, or the bacteria equivalent thereof, which, again, is what it makes it so strange that it's so hard to find one source, you know, or one place where all these people have been.
Is there anything else at this point that you guys want to talk about? What else will you be following up on when it comes to Elizabeth Kingia?
Well, Scott? I think one other important thing to note is the antibiotics resistance of the organism. And that's another thing that makes it so dangerous once someone does get infected is, you know, you're likely already someone who's already seriously ill from something else. You already have a weakened immune system, and there's only a relatively small number of specific antibiotics that can really knock this out. And in most of the successful cases, it's taken a lot of, you know, combinations of different antibiotics and, you know, health professionals really closely monitoring patients and kind of changing up the dosages and things to really get it right. So it's a difficult thing to treat.
So like the specific antibiotics don't necessarily work the same way in the different people who have been infected.
Right. Yeah. You know, in fact, the state health officials are telling healthcare providers that they're likely to have more success treating it with, you know, a few antibiotics in concert than just one.
It's also important to note, again, the novelty of this outbreak and the fact that the state is working with CDC officials to conduct these investigations. The CDC has looked at the infections by this bacteria before, but this is really an opportunity for them to learn a lot more about Elizabeth Kingia and how it can infect people.
WPR's Christian Knutson and Scott Gordon have been reporting on the Elizabeth Kingia bacteria. Thank you so much for filling us in on all this today.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you.